So today, I'm using the structure that he laid out. We even have an evening hymn in a morning service. But it is my task to comment on the reading ahead of our hearing it and to help you into it and into the message. Picture in your mind then an astronaut sent to work outside the shuttle. He wears a bodysuit, which shields him from the cold that would make him a block of ice in a moment. He is tethered to the spacecraft, lest he float away and be separated from that which keeps him alive. It's a heady experience working there, you know, and it's no place to forget about your dependency or to lose your moorings. So, too, with those who were assigned here last night to specific tasks in the kingdom, and to those who prepare for future assignments, we must remember our dependency. In whom, then, do you trust? Remember your moorings. In whom do you have your confidence? Beware, says Peter, lest you float away from that to which your lifeline is attached. What is it then that makes us able for this holy task, that sets us apart from other travelers in this world? It is simply that we are ransomed by the blood of Christ, saved from slavery to sin and flesh. And the ransom price is not some perishable stuff like silver or gold, says Peter, precious though that may be, and from which people make coin and jewelry, and that can only be ashes and dust if handled improperly. Indeed, the blood is the blood of the Lamb that had no blemish, that was the offering that saved us. And this is none other than the very Son of God. So our confidence is in Him and His work. So when pride wells up in us and tries to take credit for success in the kingdom, and the awesome view of our place of work makes us heady and silly with satisfaction, we are indeed tempted to rely on our self-worth. When our thrill at seeing results, spiritual results, makes us feel special and above average, we are tempted to look for someone to recognize our work and congratulate us. It's in those moments that we are losing our head and in danger of floating away to certain destruction. For indeed we are not free and self-powered. Think for a moment how disappointed God is when we get this way about our work. And so Paul, too, would remind Titus when he says, "For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." We are people who have left the realm of self-worth, and we become servants of God, redeemed and supported and sustained by God. We are not self-sufficient or capable on our own. What's my worth? If you actually think about it, this body and what it's made up is at most $1 or $2 worth of chemicals. Nothing compared to the value of Christ's blood. My deeds, so valuable, you could say, that it puts a bank account in overdraft charges. So valuable. In comparison with Christ, God gave his own Son, as it were, emptying the heavenly bank to ransom you and me. So our worth is this, that because of our faith in Christ, God sees not our worthlessness, but the priceless Christ, who gave himself and was raised from the dead. And through Christ, God says, you are forgiven, my child. Receive what belongs to my Son, Jesus. That is where our hope is anchored. That is where our faith rests. Today we are again reminded of this dependency and moorings. For we are nothing but for Christ. By his power we do his tasks. And floating between the realm of night and day in a sequence, as our hymn will remind us, we are anchored and tethered to him, and from him we draw our strength and sustenance. Our time soon comes to an end, and soon there'll be no more chance to work, and soon, as already now, the peace of Jesus will surround us forever. For our confidence is in the mighty Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.